First, a little clarification. Hell is for real. It's based on heaven is for real, but hell is for real. And there was kind of a way of thinking, maybe of yesteryear, recent yesteryear, of thinking like hell is just a metaphor, hell, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Jesus talks about it all the time. Hell is definitely for real. Now, one thing we don't say is who's in hell, thankfully. I was just thinking, praying for the intercession of St. Alphonsus. What if we had, you know, some days we had saint days and some days we had damn days. So it's like, you know, oh Lord, remember Billy, who was such a horrible guy. You know, keep us from falling into his fate. But we don't do that. We just remember the good people. But Jesus always talks about hell. So why do you end up in hell? Well, I think some of us, there's some kind of bad notions of ending up in hell as being sent there. Like, here I am just living my life. All of a sudden, I'm at the judgment seat of God, and bam, you know, the floor falls out from under me, and I end up in hell. And hell is a terrible place where, you know, you get whipped by demons. That's kind of a very, like, I don't know, facile thought of what hell is. We can see the reality of hell in our own lives, and a lot of times we are guilty, I'm guilty, of creating hells of our own choosing. We create little hells, little places where God isn't in charge, little places where who wants to be God? I want to be God. All hell is saying is God offers life with him, and to live with him, you have to recognize the truth, and the truth that he is God and you are not. And if you say to him, I don't want to live in a place where I can't be God, then he says, there's a place for that. This place is where you go, and you can be the God. You can be in charge of everything. You can, you know, run the universe like you want it to. Everyone can, you know, who's there will be of a like mindset, except they all think that they're God too. That's all hell is. Hell isn't like a place where all of a sudden I find myself and I'm being tortured. No, it's a place where it's a reflection. The point at which we die, that's who we are. And it doesn't change. There's nothing new that happens to us. And so when we die, then eternity is that's who we are. That's how we spend eternity, who we are at the moment that we die. And it's so easy for us. God has made it so easy for us who have heard his gospel, because all we need to do at the end of our lives and as we go through our lives to say, I'm weak. I have made myself a God. I've worshipped other things. I haven't put God before all things. And I'm sorry for that. God says, that's all you need to get into heaven. All you need is to humbly admit that God is God, I am not, and do it in the manner in which he prescribes, namely confessing your sins before a priest to him and having contrition in your heart, saying to God, I know I've not made the best decisions in my life, but I'm going to make a good one now, and namely say, I love you with my whole heart, my whole strength, my whole mind, my whole soul, and I'm sorry for all the things I've done. God's made it so easy. That's the only way, the humble admission that I am not God. But if you can't admit that, then God respects that. Free will is a real thing. God says, I respect your decision so much that I'm going to let you live according to the consequences of that decision. And so today, it's important also to cast all fear of hell out. God has made it so easy for us to live with him forever. Just remember that if you're ever scared or whatever, just remember it's so easy to turn to God. And he's always waiting there for the millionth and the millionth and first time that we need to confess to him that we've worshipped ourselves over him. He's waiting there. His mercy waits for us. But he also respects our free will. So let us say today, Lord, save us.